جاتنه
This is CITR on 101.9 FM. You've been listening to Shukshukta Radio, Worku's show. And before he heads out here, hi.
Hi.
Quickly remind us of this big event happening in your community, Worku.
Yes, Daniel. September 12th, Ethiopian New Year celebration. We have Ethiopian from 13 to 17. They have fashion show and entertainment we have. So all day, coffee ceremony, fashion show, about Ethiopian documentary. We have to show them for our Canadian follow, because we are Canadian-Ethiopian.
Yeah.
The first time we invite all Canadians, welcome. In the morning from 10 to 6.
10 no, to 6?
Yeah, 10 to 6 different show we have.
Okay.
They entertain you. And then our coffee ceremony. You know, it's about Ethiopia. We have a lot of exhibition also.
We're going to be having, to begin with everything, we're going to be having a coffee ceremony and stuff. And
okay.
During that, there's going to be, a lot of fundraising, little booths and stuff. Kids will be selling some stuff, right? And then later on, we're going to have some games arranged, right? Not just for the little kids, but for all the adults who want to, get in, a dance type of game. And then later on, there's going to be a fashion show with the kids and the youth. And then we're going to have a dance show and then pass out to the adults at night.
Very cool. Does it go past 6? It does, right?
Yeah. And then also at night from 8 o'clock to 2 o'clock, Sahai, I think so. You see the poster?
Yeah, she
will be there. She's entertaining us. She's a famous singer, Ethiopian singer, cultural singer.
Excellent.
And then we have new modern songs too by DJ.
Okay.
So you guys are welcome. Come see how Ethiopian doing here in Vancouver.
So cool.
We love you. We are Canadian.
So we're talking September 12th from 10 in the morning till 2 a.m. basically.
Yes. Yeah.
For Ethiopian New Year's. And the location is Slovenian Society Hall, which is in Burnaby. For more information,
704-710-410-4215.
Okay, 4215. 710-4215. Excellent. Thank you, Worku. And remind me your name again.
My name's Hachi.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And we plan to come out and support your events. We love your community.
Thank you very much.
If we have 2 tickets from you, give away. Anybody ask question if it answers.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Call in and you'll get a free ticket. Otherwise, how much is the entrance?
Entrance and an advance.
25. Oh, cool.
And at the door, 25.
All right. So call in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. You're listening to Kol Nodedi. This is CITR. And we're going to leave off here for you. And we're going to begin this show with a beautiful Ethiopian song from Israel.
Wow.
One of the most beautiful songs, I think, that exists. So you know this song, Worku, well.
Yes,
I love it, but I haven't played it in a while because it's one of those gems that I must savor. In any case, feast your ears on this. So this is Kol Nodedi, and this is the Idan Reichel Project with the boy.
Such old things, such old texts.
Was the Idan Reichel project. It was a surreal experience when this Israeli singer, songwriter, and band leader stepped onto the stage as the opening act of the 5th Ethiopian Music Festival in Addis Ababa. This was January 2006, and Reichel had only discovered Ethiopian music a few years before while working at a boarding school for troubled teens in Tel Aviv. When he began experimenting with a fusion of Ethiopian, Israeli, Arab, and other rhythms from around the world in his basement studio, he knew it would be an uphill battle to get the music heard, but he persevered. And surprisingly, the first album by the international collective he put together went platinum in the country, propelling the project into the global spotlight. His forward-looking music resulted in an invitation to play in Addis Ababa, and the artist who extended it was legendary Ethiopian singer Mahmoud Ahmed, another musician known for his ability to create unexpected fusions of diverse musical styles. The group had already planned to play in Ethiopia, but Ahmed's call was a pleasant surprise. He said, it was a great honor to meet him. And Kabra Kasai One of our band leaders, our lead singers, said Rachel, has family in Ethiopia, but she was born in a refugee camp in Sudan, so this was her first time back home. Another singer, Vadegres Ves, left his family behind him in Ethiopia when he came to Israel at the age of 14. This trip, Rachel explained, was a very big homecoming. And to date, the Idan Rachel Project has 3 albums out. They are signed locally in Israel, but also by Kumbancha Records, a relatively new record label. Came out about 5 years ago or so, a sister label to Putumayo. And they will be coming to our very own Vancouver in March. And it is going to be absolutely beautiful. They're playing at the Chan Center right here. So again, as I said when I opened the show today, that the Idan Rachel Project's beautiful pieces are a few of the songs that I really, really savor on this show. And what you just heard was from their debut album, and it was their hit called The Boy. And this song really propelled them onto the global stage. So again, that was the Idan Rachel Project coming in March, here to Vancouver. And more information about that to come. You're listening to Kol Nodadi. Here is another musician for you. We're going to begin the show. The set is kind of constructed around fusion of beats and some electronica as well. So in lieu of this is Harel Skat. See what you think of him. You're listening to Kol Nodadi, and this is CITR.
בהרים אבל בחדרי דממה רק יד שתלטף מתוך השממה צמרות עצים שמוטות על הרצפה ובתמונה הישנה אהבתי הראשונה מצעים דקים נשברים אליי לאט מגע שהתלכלך וחצי מבט עושה אותי אחר עצוב ומתמסר להרים שקרים ועוד שקרים ועוד שקרים כל הציפורים ששלחתי לדקן שבות אל חלוני והזיכרון איתן אותה צעקה שרעדה משתיקתי שבה אל אוזניי האם תציל אותי בהרים, אבל הצל שלך עליי קורא לי לחזור אלייך אליי משגע אותי בלחישות מרוחקות נוכל להתקרב אך לא נוכל לבכות כל הציפורים ששלחתי לדקן שבות אל חלוני והזיכרון תציל אותי
הזה שלך כי לא אמרתי מעולם שאני אוהב אותך לגבר קשה להיפתח לכן כתבתי שיר כזה והוא מוקדש רק לך אני אוהב אותך ילדה
Ethnics. They are a pop rock band in Israel. Their music is really a mix of Oriental and Western melodies. They're the oldest continuously operating band in the country. They've been together since 1989. The band was formed out of two former groups, Moskva, which was founded in 84, and Omanut Vechevra, created in 1987. And originally, The two main guys from the group, Zev and Tamir, they were joined by drummer, guitarist, keyboardist Neville, and they composed their first album, just called Ethnics, that was released in 1990. The album leaned towards rock, with noticeable musical influences from the band Moskva, but the band soon began expanding in other directions, specifically combining quote-unquote ethnic strands of music, which came to define the character of the band and is reflected in its name. The name was given by Roni Bar-On and Dror Kaliski, the manager of the band. The first single released was En Le'an La'lechet, There's Nowhere to Go, followed by a few other songs that became hits immediately, and these songs placed Ethnics on the map, and the band became the top-selling group in the country. Under the pressure of concert performances, Yoed, one of the main guys in the band, left and was replaced, and this slightly changed the tone of the music. They began expanding more into more experimental realms, and their albums to date include elements of rock, dance, electronica, pop, Mediterranean, for however we define that, And they have created and composed and produced music for many more artists over the years, writing the music for other bands, meaning including the well-known star Eyal Golan, for whom they've written 3 albums and helped him really propel his Middle Eastern Mediterranean musical style that was specifically Israeli into popularity. In any case, I just played to you from their album 13 that was released in 2002. So, one second here. Yeah, that is Ethniques. Before, we were listening to Harel Scott, quite the heartthrob. Grew up in Kfar Sava in Israel and of Yemenite descent. He quickly rose to fame as the runner-up of the second season of Kochav Nolad, which is such a fun and exciting show in the country. It's basically the Israeli version of American Idol. And it's totally beautiful. It's such a wonderful show. So he entered this show and soon after emerged with a large fan base. He was especially popular with the young ladies, and in 2005 he was chosen to sing Hatikva, which is the Israeli national anthem, in a very important soccer game between France and Israel. In any case, that was Harel Scott, and then Ethniques. You're listening to Kol Nodedi here, and this is CITR. I have a mix of very, very soothing and romantic and rhythmic Latin music ahead, beginning with Federico Obel. Here, once this CD player behaves. Federico Obel from Argentina, and he is a real magician with his fusion of elements, but specifically very contemporary urban sounds with some traditional strains of tango and beautiful accordion riffs. So, this is Federico Obel, and I'm going to play for you off of his album called Panamericana. You're listening to Kol Nodedi, and this is CITR.
Thank you. irnos, vamos a perdernos.
Somos tres en tu cama, tres, morena mía, y el cuarto viene después. Cinco tus continentes, seis las medias faenas de mis medios calientes. Sigo contando ahorita. Bien, 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 bien.
Morena mía, siete son los pecados cometidos, suman ocho conmigo, nueve los que te cobro, más de diez he sentido. Y por mi parte sobre el arte, lo que me das, dámelo, dámelo bien, un poco aquí, un poco aquí. Cuando tu boca me toca, me pone y me provoca, me muerde y me destroza, toda siempre es poca, y muévete bien. Como tú me sabe hacer café, morena, salta, ay, me mata y me remata. Vamos para el infierno, aunque no sea eterno. Suave, bien, bien, que nadie como tú me sabe hacer café. Pero cuando tu boca me toca, me pone y me provoca, me muerde y me destroza todo, siempre es poca. Y muévete bien, 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 que nadie como tú me sabe hacer café. Que baje Dios y lo vea, y aunque no se lo crea, esto es gloria,
esto es gloria.
Y por mi parte pongo el arte, lo que me das, dámelo, míralo bien, y poco a ti, y un poco a quien. Pero cuando tu boca me toca, me pone, me provoca, me muerde y me destroza, toda siempre es poca. Y muévete bien, que nadie como tú me sabe hacer café. Morena gata, ay, me mata y me remata. Vamos para el infierno, aunque no sea eterno. Suave, bien, bien, que nadie como tú me sabe hacer café. Y es que cuando tu boca me toca, me pone, me provoca, me muerde, me destroza, toda siempre es poca. Y muévete bien, 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 que nadie como tú me sabe hacer café.
Miguel Bosé, a Latin Grammy-winning Spanish musician and actor. He's one of the biggest stars in the Spanish-speaking world, in the mainstream, both in Spain and in Latin America. And he's also a well-known actor in French cinema as well. He was born in Panama City and the son of the famous Italian actress Lucia Bosé and the legendary bullfighter Luis Miguel González Lucas. His godfather was the filmmaker Visconti, so he has rather big shoes to fill, shall we say, and I think that he is filling them. Miguel Bosé, this album that I just played for you from is called Papito. It's his latest one, and it's really interesting because he collaborates on this album with numerous well-known musicians. This album is really masterfully produced, and it celebrates the 30-year career of this singer-actor. And this album opens with a playful dance duet, well, Morena Mia, which is the song that I just played for you, really sings to the kind of laid-back sensibilities of listeners and interweaves the accordion beautifully and really subtly in the background with a kind of loungy, electronic, almost reggae beat or so. Very smooth vocals there that he's doing a duet with Julieta Venegas on that song. This album also boasts other duets. It's actually mostly duets, and it's really interesting in that way. Each song is a surprise and a world unto its own. Duets with Shakira, Ricky Martin, R.E.M.'s Michael Stipe really breathes new life into his past hits. In any case, again, that was Miguel Bosé with his album Papito. You're listening to Kol Noredi, and I have a real treat for us next. I love this song. This is Ojos de Brujo, or Eyes of the Wizard, one of Barcelona's foremost nuevo flamenco, shall we say, group. And they are just on fire. This is one of my favorite songs of theirs, called Sultanas de Mercayo. You're listening to Kol Noredi. Enjoy.
Arena fina, cobre dorado, levantan la mañana, luna de morado, sultana de las calles y de los montones, fuego metal caliente de mi canción, corazón lleno, bolsillo vacío, hay tesoro de rumba y fuego, sultana de mercadillo, hay mi casa donde me encuentro, la orilla por los caminos. La cadencia desmesurada y esperan compañía que llegue el alba, viajeros de la noche y de la pasión, fuego y metales calientes de mi canción.
Pasa, pasa, Queda soledad, una guitarra y un murara, sortilegio sobre ti caerá y una lágrima, un perfume de flor y azar a la hora de la libertad, pulso infame temblará, pero matará.
Al alba blanca le contaré lo que yo te amé. Se veía bandido, muero yo por ti. Tu paloma fui, se veía.
Cantaré y enloqueceré. Sentiré puñales de
Triana va, nunca volverá, se guía, con qué pasión te enamorará y te embrujará, se guía, y al alba blanca le contaré lo que yo te amé, se guía, bandido, ay, muero yo por ti, tu paloma fui, se guía. Bandido, ay, muero yo por ti, tu paloma fui, Sevilla. De oro y diamante te cubriré, te seduciré, Sevilla. Como a una reina te tragaré y te adoraré, Sevilla. Sevilla.
I just had to do that. That was another duet off of the Miguel Bosé album. In fact, that was Paulina Rubio, Italian singer, and that song, Sevilla, I absolutely love, and I used to play over and over and over again. That was not in the books for today, but it just called to me now. So again, that was off of that beautiful album Papito. You got to get your hands on that if you've liked the last couple tracks that I played. Before this, we were listening to Ojos de Brujo, or Eyes of the Wizard, a 9-piece band from Barcelona. They describe their style as hip hop flamenquilo. The band sold over 100,000 copies of their self-produced album, Body, and received several awards, among these the BBC Radio 3 World Music Award for Europe in 2004. And their success is also notable for being achieved without the aid of any label backing. They set up their own label, which is called La Fabrica de Colores, and because they wanted to get complete artistic freedom for that first album, Bari. Anyways, what I played from was Techari and the song, again, Sultanas de Mercado. And you have to check out that video on YouTube. It's really dynamic and really fun. So there you have it again. You are listening to Col Nordi, and I've totally flipped around the end of this show today. I had a very different plan, and it just sort of took its own course. And so actually what I had planned was some music from Peru to continue from last week. Some of the most well-known female vocalists from the country, including Susana Baca, Eva Ayón. But you know what? In lieu of all this urban undertones today and these kind of electronic undertones, I'm going to proceed with music from an album that we got here at the station a little while ago. Inspired from the soul of Black Peru. This is a new-ish collective called Nova Lima. I've played them before, not in a long while, though. This is off of their latest album that was released just this year under Kumbancha, called Coba Coba. And they just do really fascinating stuff. Since their formation in 2001, Nova Lima has been breaking down boundaries, uniting seemingly irreconcilable genres, communities, and generations to create an inspiring movement that has revolutionized the music scene in their native Peru. Founded by four friends from Lima with a shared passion for both traditional Afro-Peruvian music and modern DJ culture, Nova Lima searches for the common ground between past and future, between tradition and innovation. Their efforts have also helped bridge the divide between the Peruvian mainstream and the Afro-Peruvian community, a minority population that has struggled against discrimination and the threat of cultural disillusion for generations. Their sound is pretty futuristic and cutting edge, but there are always undertones. In fact, the core and the inspiration for their music, their muse, if you will, are the roots of Afro-Peruvian music from Peru, which stretches back hundreds of years to the times of slavery and Spanish colonial rule. And what they do with this and how they fuse and layer these elements is really, really interesting and unique. And so I am going to leave you off here with one or two of their songs off of their latest album, Coba Coba. So again, this is Nova Lima. I'm going to leave you off with them. Thank you so much for listening to another week of Col Nordi. It's always a pleasure to do this show. And thank you for those of you who have called in today. Just want to let you know that next week, Col Nordi will not be on the air. But stay tuned, and we'll return the week after, so in 2 weeks, for Kol Noda D, and I will be back with lots of new music and some music that will sort of usher in the beginning of the Jewish high holidays. So I'll leave you off here again with Nova Lima, a song called Conche Perla. You've been listening to Kol Noda D. Thank you, and have a beautiful week. Bye bye.
Vamos al norte, Nova Lima. Toma, 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 toma. Putito, llévalo. Eso, 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 eso. Coba, coba. Yeah.